Bruce Williams has been named Executive of the Year by the Chamber of Commerce Executives of Canada. Williams, who has been Chief Executive of the Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce since 2020, was honoured in Calgary this month. The organization said in a statement that Williams has demonstrated that he is a masterful relationship builder and community champion. As a leader in economic reconciliation, Bruce has furthered conversations about diversity, equity, access and inclusion, helping the entire community take a fresh look at their region's economic history, and ensuring his chamber achieved the 50-30 challenge to create a more inclusive organization. The 50-30 Challenge is a program focusing on encouraging businesses to develop more diverse and inclusive workplaces. The Chamber of Commerce Executives of Canada includes 450 professional members in 175 chambers of commerce and boards of trade across the country. The Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce was also presented with an Inclusive Growth Award from the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. The award recognizes efforts to advance economic reconciliation and foster diversity, equity, inclusion and accessibility. Greater Victoria Chamber member WeBC, a nonprofit supporting women entrepreneurs, was recognized for its work in that area. Inclusion isn't just a buzzword, said Diana Palmerin Velasco, Senior Director of Future of Work at the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. It's a cornerstone of a resilient and thriving business landscape. The Greater Victoria Chamber was recognized for national leadership supporting Indigenous reconciliation and for its efforts to help everyone feel welcome in the local business community, the National Chamber said. To mark its 160th anniversary, the Greater Victoria Chamber of Commerce created a digital archive looking at the region's history and the role diverse communities played. On Canada Day 2021, the Greater Victoria Chamber publicly acknowledged and apologized for its historical role in the social and economic suppression of Indigenous people, becoming the first chamber in Canada to do so. The Greater Victoria Chamber introduced an economic reconciliation membership program for Indigenous-owned businesses, leading to a significant increase in Indigenous business membership. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.